fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Here. Our guest this morning is John Shorey. I like Shore with a Y on the end of it, John Shorey, and we're going to be talking about his book, The Window of the Lord's Return. Now, as we look at unfolding events, of course, we try to understand what's happening from a political point of view, and certainly there are strange things are happening in the Near East, in the Middle East, and as you know, why the American government surreptitiously, covertly, doing everything they could to conceal the truth from the American people, the invisible government that controls the foreign policy of the United States has actually financed the overthrow of the Egyptian, the Tunisian, and the Libyan governments and replaced them with radical Islamic governments. In other words, we're installing governments under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, which has made the public statement that its goal is to destroy the United States. Why would our invisible government be creating enemies who are dedicated to the destruction of our nation? It just doesn't make sense. As you know, of course, we're also financing and training and arming the rebels who are trying to overthrow the government in Syria. Why in heaven's name would we be overthrowing a secular government, which is certainly never been a threat to Israel, with a government that, if it is successful, if Assad is overthrown, why Syria will be under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, and Israel will be fairly well surrounded by radical governments intent upon its destruction. It doesn't make sense from a logical point of view, but if you look at things prophetically, why, of course, why we could be living in prophetic times, and certainly the scriptures explain what's going on today. Well, John has written a fascinating book about the rapture. And Christians have been looking forward to the rapture for a long period of time, but most, and unfortunately, most Christians believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. Nothing bad's going to happen to us. We're going to be whisked out of here. Too bad about all you folks going to be left behind, but is the pre-tribulation rapture accurate? Or is it possibly that we have been misled by forces that have infiltrated Christianity and are using the scriptures to confuse people? And that's why John's book is so important and why we're actually going to carry the book, because we think you need to understand what John has written about the possibility that if the rapture comes or when the rapture comes, it will be a mid-tribulation rapture, and the Christians are going to have to go through a great deal of suffering. So with that as a background, John, you pick up the story. What motivated you to write this book?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me back on. around 2006, my wife and I were on staff at a church as children's pastors. And on this one particular day, we had a visiting evangelist, and as children's workers, actually, we didn't get to listen to very many of the preachings going on in the church. So this one particular day in the evening, While my wife and I was working with the kids, I snuck off to get in the last few minutes of this message. And at the end, he called people up for prayer, and then he asked people to come up and help pray. So I went up to help pray, and this evangelist came forward, and the first thing he did is he walked to the edge of the people, and he pointed me out, and he says, "I have a word from God for you." And he spoke a number of things, but the thing that really caught my attention was he says, "The greatest years of your ministry are ahead of you." Over the next year, I started seeing everything he was saying was coming to pass. And there were blessings involved in this. So I went to the Lord in prayer and fasting, and I said, "Lord, I've seen the answers of the blessings. What am I supposed to do that'll lead me to the greatest years of my ministry?" And after much prayer, the only thing I could hear in my heart was I was to do a study on the end times, self-publish it, and do the best I could to get it out to pastors and Christian leaders. And this is what I did. And that's basically how I came to write the book.
Well, now, basically, what is the theme of your book? What conclusion have you come to about end times?
Well, I will point out that the book is a two-part book. You know, the title says "The Window of the Lord's Return, 2012 to 2020. I actually believe that we are in the last generation. You know, Matthew says, talking about Israel, that Israel would be reborn. It talks about the fig tree. In fact, I have a study on the fig tree that literally shows why 1948 was the beginning of the generation that Christ would return. And I show why I use 70 years from Scripture to show that 70 years, which puts, you know, the Lord's coming in this window of time that I have. So like I was saying, my book is about the closeness of the Lord's return. And then the second part of the book is the timing of the rapture. Is it pre, mid, or post-trib? Some people think it's pan-trib. It'll all pan out. But it's really important that we get it right. Our salvation is not based on whether it's post-trib, pre-trib, or mid-trib, but it really is important that we get it right.
All right. So basically, what is your contention? Why aren't the pre-trib rapture people right? And basically, this is the belief of the vast majority of the evangelical Christians in America, that there's going to be a pre-trib rapture. What's wrong with that? What do the scriptures say that point to the fact that that is a total misconception?
Well, you know, in Daniel chapter 12, Daniel was shared things about the Lord's coming. And Daniel was told it would be sealed till the time of the end. And in Revelations, John saw things that he was told, don't write these things down. They're sealed till the time of the end. Well, you know, theologians have bragged that we have figured out the rapture's coming pre-trib back 200 years after Christ, and it never really stuck. But then 200 years ago, John Darby and this teenage girl that had a dream, they basically came up with this theology of pre-trib. And at the time, you know, mainstream theology just rejected it. But over time, pre-trib made so much, it sounded good, you know, made people feel good. And you know what? Now is the time of the end. And in my book, I actually take...
Hold that thought, John. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, John Shorey, and his book, The Window of the Lord's Return. In other words, there's a Lord is going to come at a specific time period. We don't know when it is, but there are certainly dates that somewhere in this window of time. And, of course, John is simply talking about the scriptures, which, of course, do not verify the concept of a pre-tribulation rapture. And the difficulty with the pre-tribulation rapture is if it doesn't occur and things get terribly bad, an awful lot of Christians are going to believe they've been lied to. And we're told that in the latter days there's going to be a great turning away from Christianity by Christians. And furthermore, we're told, and one of the verses that certainly my wife has talked about for years, Second Thessalonians 2, and I'm going to let John pick up the story from there. Why does Second Thessalonians 2 mitigate against a pre-trib rapture?
Well, I'm trying to turn to Second Thessalonians 2, but Paul was giving a warning to the church. He said, do not be deceived. For the gathering unto him, the gathering is the rapture, the gathering unto him shall not occur until a great falling away and the man of sin is revealed. Well, you know, these are two events that have to happen. And because they're spoken together, I believe they're going to these two events are close to each other. And I believe that this great falling away is tied to the misteaching of the pre-trib rapture. When I started this book, I actually was pre-trib. I started this study in obedience to God, but I had no agenda. I was searching for truth. And when the Lord called me to write this, I thought, well, boy, the Lord is going to show me, and we'll put this question to bed. And what I ended up doing is I ended up studying the four strongest reasons for a pre-trib rapture, looking at every one of them through the eyes and through the light of the Word of God. And let me tell you, these four strongest reasons for a pre-trib rapture are just, they're just a lot of fluff and spin. I mean, you literally have to put words in the Bible that are not there to make this work out. And you know, what's interesting is the book of Revelation is the only book in the Bible where it encourages us to read this book, because there is a promise and a blessing for those who study the book of Revelation. And yet I feel that the enemy has convinced people that the book of Revelation is just too complicated, it's too hard to understand, and people avoid it. And what we end up doing is we let everybody else study it for us. And we believe in what we believe because it's been passed down to us. It's become a tradition. And like I was saying, You've got to read the book. Have an open heart. Study this work. The work. You know, there's almost 500 Bible verses in my study, all backing up everything that I show. I challenge people to read this and try to prove it wrong. And nobody. In the last year, I have distributed over 13,000 copies of this book, and nobody has been able to refute it.
And, of course, we will be carrying the book. We think it's an important book for you to read and understand that we truly are living in prophetic times. All right, John, well, basically, what does 2 Thessalonians 2 say about what's going to happen?
Well, it's, you know, as Paul said, you know, don't be deceived. The gathering, the rapture, will not happen until a falling away occurs. And I believe, and the son of the man of sin is revealed. And you see, I actually believe that before the Antichrist can be revealed, that something catastrophic has to happen in the world that would cause the nations of the world to give up their independence, for America to give up our Constitution and join a one-world government. Something catastrophic has to happen. And I believe that event will be an economic collapse. Whether it happens in Europe and ripples to America, or happens in America and ripples to Europe, this global economic collapse will bring in anarchy. It'll bring in martial law. It'll cause a collapse of infrastructure. When the dollar dies, per se, within days, the money that you would buy your food with will not be any good. The credit cards that you use will be switched off. The stores that you buy your groceries at will be empty. And when this event happens, that will cause the globalists, the elites that are looking at taking advantage of this situation and gathering in the nations of the world to join a one-world government. When this event happens, the church is going to be looking for the rapture, and it's not going to happen. The Bible says there'll be a falling away first. This event, because the rapture does not occur, people in the churches will go to their pastors and they'll say, where is the rapture? And unfortunately, they're going to realize they were mistaught. And I believe that will cause a great falling away.
And now, what about the temple? What about the temple? Because isn't the Antichrist to declare himself, to be who he is there in the temple itself?
Well, you know, I actually have a section in my book that addresses six events that have to occur before the rapture.
And I think that's such an important part of the book. What are those six events?
Well, one of those events is a great falling away. Another one of those events is that the Antichrist has to be revealed. You know, these are both pointed out clearly in Thessalonians. Well, as you read, you know, through this study, you'll see that I point out that Scripture shows that, number one, the Antichrist will desecrate the temple before the rapture. I show that clearly coming out of the Word of God. Well, if the Antichrist has to desecrate the temple before the rapture, that means the temple has to be rebuilt before the rapture. Because how can he desecrate a temple that doesn't exist? And you see, that's the whole point of the pre-trib teaching. The pre-trib teachers are saying there is nothing that has to happen. The rapture could happen this afternoon. I mean, I literally heard a preacher say that the other day. He said, before I'm done with this interview, the rapture could happen. But you know what? I clearly show there are key events that have to happen. And this is something where this is too important to leave this to your pastor to give you. You know, the Bible says that the Thessalonians were of more noble character because they searched the Scriptures daily to see if what Paul said was true. I challenge the people that are listening today, read this book. Read this study of the Word of God and see if it does not line up with the Word of God and to be true.
And if it doesn't, it's not true. But if it does line up with the Word of God, then, of course, people are going to have to give credence to what's said. And, of course, John does stress repeatedly the fact that there's going to be a great economic crisis. And certainly just today we find that there's been a meeting of the BRIC nations, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And they've agreed to turn away from the use of the dollar, to begin using certainly probably the Chinese currency as the primary currency of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, think of the implications as far as our economy is concerned. Certainly America's dollar is the leading currency in the world, but this has changed, and just this last week, and you're not reading about it in the newspapers, as the other major nations of the world have decided to join together. Their economy is far larger than ours combined, and to utilize a different world currency. And this is going to have cataclysmic events, and you're not reading about it in your newspaper, and you have to ask why. But how are they going to go about rebuilding the temple? Because that is something that is key to this whole understanding. What do we know about rebuilding the temple there on Temple Mount in Jerusalem?
The Bible says that the Antichrist will sign a 7-year peace with Israel. And it's believed, and it makes sense to me, that part of that 7-year peace will allow Israel to rebuild the temple, I believe, and there is a courtyard right next to the Dome of the Rock. And many believe that that is where the temple will be rebuilt, and that it's really the accurate temple site, and that those two very important structures can literally be built and exist in the same spot. And you know, this is what is very interesting. Right now in Israel, it is a major hotbed. And some people are saying the Battle of Gog and Magog could happen at any time. I don't believe this is true. I believe that major war in Israel will not break out until the Antichrist arrives to establish a peace. And with as hot as things are in Israel, what this means is the Antichrist has to show up before all-out war breaks out in Israel. And when he shows up and basically shows himself to be the Antichrist, I believe one of the first events that he will do is he will establish this 7-year peace, allowing Israel to rebuild their temple.
And, of course, halfway through that 7-year event, why he announces who he is, and, of course, we assume that the temple is built at that time. Well, anyway, well, you mentioned that there were six things, six major events that have to happen. Would you like to cover those?
Well, I actually did cover four.
Right.
And
what are the other two?
What's that?
What are the other two?
Okay. I covered that a one world. Yes, this is a big one. A one world government must be in place before the rapture can occur. Now, when I was getting ready, as I was writing this book, I had actually outlined all the chapters for my book. I felt that the Lord impressed me which chapters I should write on. And yet, when I got to the point to where I was going to write the chapter on the coming Antichrist, I just had a sense that all I'd be doing is saying the same stuff everybody else was saying. And I almost decided not to write that chapter. And within 2 weeks of thinking that I wouldn't write that chapter, as I was reading in the book of Revelation, I started seeing God started opening up for me to see things in Revelation that I had missed, that we'd all missed. And probably one of the biggest revelations that God gave me was when I was reading in Revelation chapter 13, and it says, one of the heads of the beast is fatally wounded. Well, if you study Revelation, what you realize is that the word beast has two meanings. There is a beast government that has 10 heads, 10 crowns, 10 horns. This beast government is the one world government that will rise to power. Now, a lot of people used to think that this would come out of Europe, that the revived Roman Empire would have 10 nations over in Europe. Well, you know what? The Bible says the Antichrist will rule over every people, language, and nation. Some people say America will be exempt, but no, that's not what the Bible says. America is a nation. We will be under the rule of the Antichrist. So what has happened is the people that are working behind the scenes to create a one-world government, they've divided the world into 10 regions. And North America region is Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. So when it says one of the heads of the beast is fatally wounded, what it's saying is the 10 regions of the world are in place.
All right, hang on there. We'll be back in just a minute with John Shorey right here at the American Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Animal House Taxidermy in Brighton would like to take this time to say thank you to all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable resource. And to those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Animal House Taxidermy in Brighton, proud to salute the fighting forces of our country.
At Ram, we only build trucks. That's why there's only one true truck month. So it's no surprise that the new Ram 1500 has been named the 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year and the 2013 North American Truck of the Year. It features an available Torque Flight 8-speed transmission that achieves best-in-class 25 mpg highway and a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain warranty. Come see the new Ram 1500 at the only true truck month, Ram. Trade in your vehicle and get $7,700 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 equipped with a Hemi V8 engine. Standard pickup class, EPA estimated V6 4x2. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $4,500 total cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Trade-in vehicle must be registered to qualified buyer for at least 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 3-4. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group LLC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, John Shorey, his book, The Window of the Lord's Return, 212 to 2020. And now, basically, do you have any thoughts at all about or any clues as to who the Antichrist could be?
Well, you know, that question, part of that question is answered by this last topic I was talking about, how the where it says one of the heads of the beast is fatally wounded. And I explained that the beast is a 10-regioned one-world government. And when it says one of the heads is fatally wounded, it's talking about one of the leaders of those 10 regions. So it's not actually talking about the physical head. It's talking about one of the 10 heads of state is fatally wounded. So when you understand this, that the Antichrist is not going to be wounded in the head, but one of the 10 leaders will be fatally wounded, then you realize that in order to qualify to be the Antichrist, you have to be one of the leaders of the 10 regions of the world. Now, that really opens up some interesting thoughts, because North America will be one of those regions, which would mean that even the president of the United States could be tapped to be the Antichrist. That's a very interesting thought. Well, you know, I have been recently doing a continued study on the Antichrist, and one of the things that I recently uncovered just really kind of blew my mind. There is a verse in Daniel 11, verse 37, it says, "He will show no regard for the God of his fathers or for the one desired by woman." Well, I'm just giving you one new clue that I've recently come up with. When it says he will show no regard for the God of his fathers, some people believe that the Antichrist will have Jewish blood in his lineage. The second part of this verse, he will show no regard for the one desired by woman. In the King James, it says, he will show no regard for the desire of woman. Well, you know, people have interpreted this to mean that he will have no desire for woman, that he will be homosexual. But that's not what it says. It's saying he will have no regard for the one desired by woman. And after thought and study, I realized that the one desired by woman is a desire that God put into woman from the beginning. And that desire is to have babies and to raise a family. So what this is saying is the Antichrist will have no regard for the babies desired by women. And to me, a leader that would qualify to be the Antichrist will be a promoter of abortion, that he will have no love and desire for that generation that God so loves, the unborn.
All right, but then he is to have some sort of a fatal wound, and yet he recovers from that. That's good.
I really believe that's going to be the defining moment. You know, some people say that we might be able to know who he is by the number of his name, and this kind of poses an interesting problem, because if we have 10 heads of state to choose from, you know, some people think that the Antichrist will come from the leader of the one world government. Well, that doesn't take any wisdom at all to figure that out. You only have one leader to choose from. But if you have 10, then you would literally need to see the birth certificate of all 10 of those leaders so that you could see the name they were born with to be able to figure out the number of their name. And you know what? The original birth certificate is not available for all leaders. That's interesting.
Well, it's interesting. Now, basically, how does the United States fit into your prophetic picture, the one that you have come up with? How does the United States fit into this prophetic picture? What's going to happen to the United States?
Well, I have a couple of thoughts on that. Number one, I've heard so many people say that, well, you know, America, we're not mentioned in the Bible, and therefore we might be able to just slide through the Great Tribulation and not even have a part, to just be over in Europe and other parts of the world. Well, let me tell you, that is fantasy. The Bible says that the Antichrist will rule over every language, people, and nation, and America is a nation. And don't think for one moment that Satan, who wants to rule the world forever, is going to let America just slide by and do its own thing. I actually believe that in Revelations, where it talks about Mystery Babylon and the destruction of Mystery Babylon, I actually believe that that is America. Do you know that America is the only superpower today that is not mentioned in the Bible? And you know what? To me, it's like if America wasn't mentioned, that would make it a mystery nation. We didn't exist 2,000 years ago.
Well, I think one of the things you point out in your book is the fact that Mystery Babylon is the financial center of the world at this time that the Bible is writing about, and this financial center of the world is suddenly destroyed. Would you like to sort of develop that idea?
Well, you know, I have thought for many, many years that somehow America has to be reduced in its global status. We are looked at as the world superpower, the world economic power, and yet the Bible says that in the last days that Israel would be left standing alone, and their only hope when the battle of Gog and Magog comes into play will be that God will intervene. America will not be intervening. And I've often thought that somehow America has to be reduced from being the kingpin. You know, we've basically taken on the status as the world cop. Well, you know what? We have to be reduced from that. And that reduction could be from war, or it could be from economic collapse. And when the economic collapse comes, the rebuilt currency will not be American dollars. And in fact, you mentioned earlier how close we are to an economic, global economic collapse. Well, you know, when 9/11 hit over 10 years ago, our economy was strong and our dollar was able to recover. Our economy recovered from that event. But if a similar event was to happen next month in America, our economy is so fragile that I believe that the countries of the world would drop our dollar like rats jumping out of a sinking ship. And that could not only be the only trigger that could literally cause an economic collapse. We could end up having a natural disaster. You know, there are those that believe that a mega earthquake could hit the West Coast that would go from Mexico on up to Alaska. And they say the devastation would be in the multi-billions of dollars. If an event like that was to happen, the fear and the shaking of our country could literally cause it to collapse.
And, you know, it's fascinating that we see some nations threatening the United States, and North Korea is threatening the United States. Iran has said that they will attack the United States if they are attacked. We'll be back in a moment with our guest, John Shorey.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Choice City Electric in Fort Collins reminds listeners, out of sight should not mean out of mind. Let's remember our brave men and women of the military by sending care packages to them while they are away. You need not have a specific soldier in mind to help. Just call your local veterans organization. This message is from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins, your electrical and retrofit specialist. Visit them online or call 970-493-4077. That's 970-493-4077. CENTAS, the uniform people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from CENTAS, the uniform people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. CENTAS, the uniform people.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is John Shorey. His book, The Window of the Lord's Return, 2012-2020. Are we in the tribulation generation? Of course, that is the question we should all be asking. How do we understand the events that are taking place today? The meeting this last week, within the last few days, by the major BRIC nations, have said they're going to stop using the American dollar as the predominant dollar of the world and join together economically in opposition to the United States. Most people here in America can't imagine that something major financially could happen to America. And yet John, in his book, simply quotes from the Bible talking about Mystery Babylon. And, of course, he believes Mystery Babylon is the United States, and I do as well. And certainly in one moment, why Mystery Babylon certainly is destroyed, and people can watch this city, which is on the water, is being destroyed, and the ship captains can see it happening, and of course the people certainly the merchants are weeping because now they have no means of selling their goods, and this sounds just so much like the city of New York, or certainly that area, the financial center of the world today, and these prophecies were written thousands of years ago. Now, what do you believe concerning the timing of the rapture, John?
Well, when I started the book, as I mentioned, I was leaning towards pre-trib. After doing this study, it's like all the arguments for a pre-trib rapture, they just end up, they're all based on fluff and spin. You literally have to add words and thoughts to make pre-trib make any sense. And as I studied this, the Lord just kept showing me time after time after time where the rapture was in the Bible. And I basically believe that the rapture is found in Revelations 7:9. When the elder that is around the throne, when he sees, the Bible says that a multitude that could not be counted of saints in white robes suddenly appeared at the throne. This is in Revelation 7:9. And the elder said, where did these people that cannot be counted, where did they come from? And one of those there said, well, you know, and then he actually answers his own question. And he says, these are those who have come out of the great tribulation. Well, you know, if you read in my book where I tie in the seven seals from Revelation chapter 6, and then in Revelation chapter 7 where I show this event, and then Revelation chapter 8, verse 1, the opening of the seventh seal. This is really fascinating. The opening of the seventh seal, it says there is silence in heaven for 30 minutes. I believe this is the moment the saints arrive at the throne of God. And to be in God's presence will be so incredibly awesome that we will be speechless. And all the host of heaven will be seeing the unfolding of God's redemption, and we will be speechless until our Heavenly Father breaks the silence and welcomes us, the bride of Christ, to our new home. Well, you know, if you take a look at Revelation chapter 6, the six seals, okay, these six events, I've had some people tell me that the seals is the wrath of God. Well, you know, I don't believe that the seals are the wrath of God. And in fact, I don't believe by any means the church will go through any of the wrath of God. But, you know, I had a pastor one time told me that, well, the seals are the wrath of God. And I said, well, the fifth seal is the martyrdom of the saints. How can you believe that God would martyr his saints? And then he told me, he says, well, the four horses, the first four seals, that's the wrath of God. And I thought to myself, well, the first seal is, I believe, is the revealing of Antichrist. That doesn't sound like the wrath of God to me. Well, you know, I went to the Lord in prayer and I said, Lord, how do I explain that the seals is not the wrath of God? And it was like the Lord just downloaded the answer into my heart. And I heard this inner voice that said, the difference between the seals and the wrath of God is that the wrath of God is delivered by angels. And there are no angels anywhere to be found in the seals. I went home. I opened my Bible. All six of those first seals, there is no mention of angels. The seven trumpets of God's wrath are all delivered by angels. The seven bowls or vials of God's wrath are all delivered by angels. All through the Old Testament, when judgment was coming down, angels were delivering judgment.
And I think that the judgment is coming to America. I believe America has turned against God, and that the things that we're doing throughout the world today, I believe, are going to bring God's wrath on this country. I mean, basically, we've become an immoral nation. We've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Easter and Christmas out of our schools, out of every aspect of our lives. And the Christian church has allowed these things to happen. There's a conspiracy against Christianity here in the United States. And who is speaking out against it? Where are our religious leaders? Why, we find one of our leading evangelical Christian leaders, the son of certainly America's leading Christian leaders, come out recently and said, oh, yes, the government ought to be able to begin to have background checks on everybody buying a gun. Why would a religious leader come out and make such a ridiculous statement? The federal government should suddenly begin to have records of everybody who has a gun? And why would he allow himself to be manipulated? We're seeing so many things going on today that cause people to really wonder, when is God's vengeance going to come on America? That is my fear. What are your thoughts on that, John?
What is your exact question? I'm sorry, I didn't catch.
Well, basically, I believe that God's wrath is coming onto America sooner or later. Do you believe that?
Well, you know, there's a book that came out. A lot of you have heard of it, called The Harbinger. And in that book, he outlines how Israel ignored the harbingers of judgment, and ultimately Israel was judged. And he shows that America is going right down the same path. I mean, America has the largest population of Jews in the world next to Israel.
We're going to have to let you go. We're out of time. God bless, John. Thank you so very much for being with us this morning. Bye-bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of mark or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I think that this is a very important book, which is why we're going to carry John's book, The Window of the Lord's Return. It's inexpensive. I think it's $15.95. But it's a book that you'll find hard to put down. And I found it hard to put down. I read it through beginning to end. Is John correct? Well, certainly, I believe that he has an answer to a lot of the questions that plague us today. And he's one of the few people who write about the references in the scriptures to a last Babylon, the mother of harlots, that is destroyed, certainly, in 1 hour. And, of course, the people, the merchants of the world weep because no longer do they have any means of selling their goods because the financial center of the world has been destroyed. And John is one of the few people who's said what I've believed for a long time, and that is a reference to the United States. Anyway, if you'd like to get the book, The Window of the Lord's Return, it'll be available to Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. An inexpensive little book, and yet, of course, it's got several hundred pages in it. Let's see, about 220 pages, and it's fascinating reading. And I think it gives us something to think about, The Window of the Lord's Return. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I'm going to put together a 4-CD set as well, and the interviews I'm going to be doing with John, they're not available at this time, but if you're interested in them, you can always order it. We'll have them available probably in a month or so, but it will give you something else to refer to. Now, basically, we're moving into very, very difficult times. How do you understand what's going on? Well, of course, that's my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to read it because we'll explain to you who really runs the world today. And if so much of what's going on doesn't make sense, and as we open the program, talking about how we are simply shifting the power in the Near East and the Middle East into the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood that hates America, why would we be doing that? Why, very simply, we're creating an enemy as we created the Nazi movement. If you doubt that, you need to get the books we have, like America's Nazi Secret, or The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, or Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, going into how we financed the Nazis, not only before, but during World War II. And the 4-CD set we have on the war against the Jews is something you need to listen to a number of times. That's the War Against the Jews, a 4-CD set, and it will help you to understand what's going on today. Because if you don't understand the past, you can't understand what is happening today as we're doing everything we can to build up the Muslim Brotherhood that hates America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. John's book, The Window of the Lord's Return, we will have in stock, and we will have my 4-CD set of my interviews with him available before long. So again, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty to maintain our network of 50 stations, we'd love to hear from you, or 50 outlets every week. And you can, of course, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our 4 best tapes and certainly our monthly newsletter. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can donate it to us. You and you get the products we offer. But help us as we reach out, trying to sound the alarm. We're living in prophetic times, ladies and gentlemen. So again, our number 1-800-544-8927. And so until tomorrow, May the Lord be with you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?"